As part of a multi-million-dollar settlement, a court in California ordered the Milwaukee Archdiocese to release its personnel records about Father Franklin Becker. Becker sexually assaulted several children over about a 30-year period, but records show that church leaders kept transferring him. One of Becker's victims, Nick Jordan, says the documents do not speak well for many other cases involving the Milwaukee Archdiocese.
With the release of Father Becker's files, the world can now see these facts that the Milwaukee Archdiocese cannot be trusted to consistently tell the truth about pending and future claims of sexual misconduct unless the spotlight is held and maintained.
The documents come as the Archdiocese is claiming financial problems and projecting layoffs. Peter Isley of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests has his doubts.
I don't believe a word that the Archdiocese is saying about their sex offenders, about their money, or about their motives. So when we get a independent, you know, auditor, true independent auditor in there, then maybe we can find out.
Isley says the church seems to be spending a lot of money on cover-ups and legal fees. He calls on the legislature to pass a pending bill to force all Wisconsin bishops to release records of clergy who commit sex offenses. The Milwaukee Archdiocese says neighboring parishes have been told Becker is living in Mayville and can no longer function as a priest. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.